Lakewood Elementary School is right nearby. Is that on a lockdown, or is there anything, any activity at the school?
Yes, Brookwood Elementary has been placed on lockdown as a result of a response to this incident. You know, but we are lifting the lockdown as we speak. Law enforcement has indicated that it is no longer necessary to have that school on a lockdown status. So we have, or we are in the process right now of alerting the parents that that school is no longer on lockdown status.
Do you have a chaotic situation at the school with parents streaming into the parking lots trying to get their kids right now?
You know, parents are always concerned about the safety of their kids, and we are too. And we did our best to make sure that all of the children who were on or near the campus were brought into the school as we placed it in lockdown status when we heard about this incident. Also, we've received reports of moms and dads who may not have even known kids who were on the street at the time of the incident, pull them into cars and drive them to safety, or pull them into houses and keep them safe until police were able to respond and contain the incident.
That is chilling.
It is. And, you know, because the incident had occurred after school and school had let out for the afternoon, many of the kids were walking home at that time. Now, Canyons District is asking anyone who provided shelter to the Brookwood students to take them back to the school to be safely reunited with their families if they haven't been able to contact parents and connect with their kids. In addition to this, we want to make sure that the school is operating as the heart of a community right now. And if any kids need anything to deal with these, any difficult emotions they may be feeling as a result of this lockdown situation, we will make crisis counselors available tonight and all day tomorrow to assist the students, staff, the faculty who are dealing with the aftermath of this incident.
Mr. Haney, do you have any indication that any of the children nearby witnessed what happened on the street?
All of that is still, all the information about that is still being gathered. And as always, we are working with our law enforcement partners to, you know, to help them gather all the information they need to, you know, to do their investigation. But, you know, it did happen at a time when children were around, when school had let out for the day. So, you know, obviously we will be providing the crisis counseling for the students who were around, who may have witnessed it, or even if they have difficulty in dealing with all of the situation that occurred, if they were brought into a stranger's home or if they had to stay within a school, that's obviously without a, you know, outside of a child's usual schedule. It's outside of the norms, and kids sometimes have a hard time dealing with that, and we want to provide that professional help to work with these kids as they face these challenging emotions.
Mr. Haney, I want to thank you for coming on the air and telling us about the Canyons School District's proactive approach. Again, this only happened an hour ago, less than an hour ago, very close by to Brookwood Elementary School. We're following the story closely, and I think that we have to stress at this point that police have told us at KSL that there is no danger to the community at this time. Stay with us. The 5 o'clock report is coming up right now.